the end of Parsha Shoftim, of course, deals with the mitzvah of Egla Rufa. The mitzvah of Egla Rufa is referred to as the Act Heifer, which, of course, discusses at great length the requirements of a individual or a group of individuals or two cities who find a Cholol Ba'agama corpse, an unidentified corpse lying in between two cities. Lo noza miyikal, the pasuk says, Ter chafal pasigav. We don't know who committed the murder. We don't know who the culprit is. And an individual is found dead in between two cities. The halacha is, as the pasuk enumerates, pasuk and bay is gimel dalet of Perek Chafalet, is that the Kain and the elders of the city go out and measure to where of the two cities it is closer, and the corpse, which is found in the closest proximity to the city, is required to bring the korban of the Egla Arufa and to throw the Egla, the Egel, the calf, off of the mountain into a valley. And ultimately, this Egla Arufa, this calf, which has been thrown off the mountain, ultimately is intended to atone for the death of this individual. Pasuk then says that this Kainan not only performed this ritual, but actually say the following thing. Pasuk Vav, V'chol zikne ha'ir ha'hu ha'krov melachalo, this Kainan of the city, which is closest to the corpse, the unidentified corpse, yirchasu esidem, they washed their hands, al ha'egla rufa benachal, they washed their hands over the heifer that was axed, v'anu, and they make the following proclamation. Yodeinu lo shavcha es hadam hazeh, our hands have not spilled this individual's blood. Ve'einu lo ro, nor did our eyes see anything about this death whatsoever. Pasuk Ches then says that the Kohanim turn to this Kainim and speak out and say, Kapeh li'amcha Yisrael, atone for the Jewish people, asher padis Hashem, v'altitin damnaki b'kerb amcha Yisrael, v'nechapeh le'amadam, atone for your people, for Klal Yisrael, Hashem, do not place innocent blood amongst Klal Yisrael, and ultimately the blood should atone for them. Rashi, quoting the Gemara, Mesechet Sot and Daf Mem Vav, asks a very basic question. V'chi olsa leib shizikne beizim shofchei damim. Is it possible to even fathom this king and the elders of the city? They are responsible indeed for the death of this individual, this unidentified corpse. Why is it that they say, V'amru yadeinu lo shofcha es hadam hazeh, our hands have not spilled blood, V'einenu l'ro, our eyes did not see. What responsibility do they have to this death? Why would we even think and have a havamina, an idea, and a priori thought that this kingdom of this city were shofchei damim, were murderers? However, the Gemara concludes there, and af memhem and beis and sota, ella, what really the pasuk means is lo ra'inuhu, hu pitranuhu b'lo mazonos b'lo levaya. Never did we see this individual. We don't know who this individual who was killed and murdered was. And we never left him unidentified. We didn't know him in the city, and we didn't leave him to go on his own. We didn't know about his existence in the city, and we were not responsible for allowing him to leave without an escort and without any food whatsoever. That's the pshat in the pasuk. Says Rashi, quoting the Gemara, Mesechet Sota, Daf Mem Hem and Beis, we are not responsible for not escorting this individual and for not giving him food for the way. The Rambam in Hilchos Avot and Perek Yudalet, Halacha Beis, notes that these psukim and the mitzvah of Egla Arufa and the concept of this Kainim not being there to escort fundamentally and potentially this wayward individual who was leaving the city, was murdered, is referred to as the mitzvah of Levayas Oreach, escorting a guest. Of course, there's a wonderful, enormous, tremendous, great mitzvah of Achamas Zorchim, of inviting a guest into your home. But at the same time, there's also a mitzvah to make sure that you're milave the oreach, you escort the guests from the home. And the Rambam quotes in Perek Yudal, Pasuk Beis, Amru chachamim kol she'ena milave, kilu shofech davim. Somebody who doesn't escort his guests is as if they had murdered them. Of course, piggybacking upon the psukim, an individual who does not escort his guests is considered to be a murderer. The Rambam continues in Halacha Gimel, Kofin l'levaya k'derach shekofin l'tzaka. This is such an important mitzvah that we have a force. We create an absolute requirement to make sure that there are individuals who escort others out of the city the same way we force and obligate members of the city to donate tzaka. Furthermore, the Rambam says historically, Bezdin ha'im esaklin shluchim. The court system, the Bezdin, would establish shluchim, special escorts, to make sure that wayward individuals, travelers, who are going from place to place, would have escorts to take them from one city to another city. The Rambam continues, If a city is lax in this regard, ma'ale aleihem hakasuv ki ushafchu damim psukim, which we just rendered red and articulated, refer to such a people or such a city or such individuals as shofchei damim, as individuals who spill blood. The Gemara there in the Rambam codifies tells us that there are particular amounts and distances that one is required actually to escort an individual. What is it? What is the shir levaya? The Gemara says, the Rambam codifies, that a rabbi, a rav, or his Talmud has to escort his student to the ibur shavir, to the outskirts of the city. Ha'ish l'chaveiro, friends, have to escort one another at Chum Shabbos, 2,000 amos. Ha'talmud l'rav, a student has to walk his rebbe ad parsa, and if it was his rabbi mufak, if it was his rebbe who is his primary teacher, at shalosh parsos. So the Gemara tells us specifically how far it is that one has to walk a friend, a neighbor, a rabbi, or a student. However, what I'd like to discuss this evening is to try to understand what exactly the reason for the mitzvah of levayos areach is, and what are practical applications of it, and what are contemporary applications of it. Seemingly, from the Pesukim of the Torah, the way the Rambam puts it down, it would seem to be that the reason for the mitzvah, the fundamental reason for the mitzvah, is to make sure and to ensure the safety of the guest. Therefore, the Gemara comments that one who does not escort his guest is as if he has spilled blood. And indeed, the Maharsha, in his commentary in Masechet Sota and Daf Mem Vav on the base, notes that the primary obligation and the Ikar Hadin and the main reason, the tam for the mitzvah, is to show the guests their way so that they safely reach their destination without any blunders. Similarly, the Chafetz Chaim as well, in his Sefer Avos Chesed, also understands that the primary reason for escorting one's guest is to ensure their safety. Chafetz Chaim does say, Chela Gimel, Perek Beis, in a Haggah, in a footnote, that there are two other reasons as well for this mitzvah. The first thing that the Rambam says is escorting one's guest is a completion of the mitzvah of Hachmas Asorah. The same way an individual is invited into one's home, so too you escort him from one's home. The mitzvah of Levayas Oreach is the completion, the continuity, the conclusion of the mitzvah of Hachmas Asorah. So inviting a guest without escorting your guest is not fulfilling the mitzvah of Hachmas Asorah in its entirety. Furthermore, the Chafetz Chaim also posits that it's a skula, it's an omen for a traveler to reach their destination safely by having and ensuring that their guests escort them. Those are the two reasons that the Chafetz Chaim says, additionally to the reason of the Maharsha, the primary reason as to why it is that there's a mitzvah of levayos oreach to escorting one's guests. What is interesting is that while the Rambam does codify the requirement, the mitzvah of levayos oreach, the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah surprisingly do not codify any rule, any halacha regarding the mitzvah of levayos oreach. And many achronim, both in the Shulchan Aruch as well in the Torah, as well as later achronim, ponder and question, why is it that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch omit this halacha? The general understanding is that the mitzvah is not applicable contemporary. However, there are six various reasons that have been suggested amongst contemporary, later achronim, and also kelim and Shulchan Aruch as to why this mitzvah is not applicable zman hazeh. And those are the mitzvahs that I like, those are the reasons that I like to point out this evening, as well as to try to understand how this mitzvah applies today. The Darche Moshe and Choshe Mishpat and Simen Taf Chof Vav, cited by the Sma as well as Simen Taf Chof Vav, mentions that guests today have forgone their due honor, requiring their host to escort them. And since every Oreach has almost abandoned their due honor to be escorted, it's for that reason that no longer does anybody escort their guests. We don't have the same cover that once existed, and as a result of the fact that there no longer is that expectation to escort a guest, therefore nobody does it anymore, and the honor has been something that each and every individual guest has sort of allowed to forego, and since it is far gone, therefore the mitzvah no longer applies. The Be'er Sheva Masechet Sota Mem Vav Amud Beis suggests also a original or interesting reason. He explains that since today, contemporarily, or he was writing hundreds of years ago, the roads have become increasingly dangerous. And since that's the case, the host is not required to place himself in harm's way in order to protect his guests. Of course, Chayecha Kodin, an individual, has to protect his life before he cares for somebody else's life, and therefore, because roads are dangerous, therefore, the mitzvah of Levayos Areach no longer applied. Whether or not that applies contemporarily, or this reason applies contemporarily, is subject to debate, because certainly our roads are much more careful, are much more safe, and maybe the reason that the Be'er Sheva penned many hundreds of years ago no longer would apply today. However, a third suggestion is raised in Netzer Aruch HaShulchan. He, in Chosh Mishpat, in Tav Chuvav, Sivvev, suggests a third reason. And he explains that the mitzvah of Levaya Sarech only applies when people are traveling by foot. But because today most guests no longer travel by foot, the mitzvah therefore no longer applies. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan suggests. However, the Chafetz Chaim, again, in the Sefer HaFetz Chesed, Chel Gimel, Perek Beis in Haggah, in the footnote, says another reason as to why the applicability of this mitzvah has been limited as well. And he suggests that the reason is that the mitzvah applied to escort one's guests only when roads were unmarked. But because today we have street signs, road marks, maps, and the like, the mitzvah no longer applies altogether, and therefore, certainly, by Yom Yomahem Bizman Hazeh, we have very clear directions, GPS, Waze, and a variety of other maps, and road calling, there would be no mitzvah at all of the Levaya Sareach. The Chazon Ish is cited in the Sefer Emek Bracha, Gemilas Chasadu Megufo, Amud Kuf Lamed Hei, page 135, a similar reason to that of the Aruch HaShulchan, but yet a little bit different. He explains, the Chazon Ish, that the mitzvah of escorting one's guests only implies when people travel by themselves. However, today, because the roads are full of travelers, commuters, everybody on the road escorts one another, and therefore the mitzvah no longer applies. Everybody travels together, everybody's on a train, a bus, or on the road together, and as a result, the mitzvah of Levaya Sareach, escorting a guest, no longer applies as well. A final and sixth reason can be found in Tshuvas VaHanhagos from Moshe Shtrumbach in Chelek Aleph, citing the Satmar Rav of Yoel Teitelbaum, who writes that the mitzvah of escorting a guest is only incumbent upon Zikni Ha'ir, like the Pasuk says in the Torah. And only they are the ones who are required to be escorting the guests or the individuals who are walking from city to city. But it's not a mitzvah that's incumbent upon the average citizen. That's true, says the Satmar Rav, as long as the guest has other people that he is traveling with. And therefore, possibly today, since the combination of the fact that many travelers are finding their way in a different way, either through roadmaps or because people are traveling, as a result, the mitzvah does not apply today. Those are six reasons, the reasons of the Chazon Ish, the reasons of the Aruch HaShulchan, the reasons of the Satmar Rav, the reasons of the Be'er Sheva, the reasons of the Darkei Moshe, and the reasons of the Chafetz Chaim, six different reasons as to why, b'yama mehem, b'zman hazeh, the mitzvah no longer applies today. However, the Darkei Moshe does note that although the Ikar had been, the mitzvah no longer applies, it is appropriate to escort one's young guest either to the gate of the city or at least Dalai Lamas. It's the right thing to do. And as the Chafetz Chaim notes, the reason for that is not just because of the safety and security of your Oreach, but also because of the skula. It's appropriate. It's a nice thing to do, as well as it also fulfills and completes the mitzvah, Achnas Sorchim, and therefore, as a result, even though Mikr Hadin, there are street signs and there are roadmaps, even though Mikr Hadin, there are many travelers along the way in the city, and even though the individual can find his way regardless of your responsibilities, nonetheless, Chafetz Chaim still posits because of the secondary reasons of the mitzvah, because you're from completing the mitzvah of Achnas HaSorachim, and because you are fulfilling that skula, that omen, and helping the individual get to and reach his destination, it's still appropriate. In the Tshuvas of the Tzela Chachma, Chelek Dalet, Simula Medalet, he also concludes that it's the right thing to do. It's the nice thing to do to walk your guest for almost even within the city. And the Tzela Chachma suggests that if one guest is traveling by train, it's appropriate to accompany him to the train station. If one's guest is traveling by plane, it's appropriate to accompany him to the outskirts of the city or at least to the airport. And if one's guest is traveling by car, it's appropriate to walk him toward his car and even farther if feasible. Furthermore, although Mekar Hadin, the mitzvah doesn't apply, maybe there's still other ways that we can fulfill the mitzvah of Achnas or of Levaya Sareach. And one of those ways is by sending food with your guest. Another way to do so is by sending a care package or walking your guest out. Another way is wishing your guest a safe trip home, davening for your guest that he has a safe trip home, offering your guest directions, calling the guest mid-journey to see how they're faring, or telling the guest that you're thinking about them. These are all different ways to be mikayim, the mitzvah of Levayos Oreach, in a way, even though Mikra Hadin, it may not apply, to Man Hazeh. The Rambam writes an amazing thing in Hilchot Avil, Perek Yudalid, Halacha Beis. Schar HaLevaya Merube Minakol. The reward for the mitzvah of Levayos Oreach is greater than any other mitzvah that one fulfills. And the Rambam enumerates an enormous amount of mitzvahs, Gemilas Chasadim, Bikachol, visiting the sick, Nichum Aveilim, comforting a mourner, Hautzah Sameis, helping to bury the dead, Lahachnis Kala, marrying off a Kala, there are enormous amounts of chassadim that we are involved with and that we engage in. Nonetheless, the Rambam says the mitzvah, the schar, the reward for levayas orech is greater than any of those. And he explains, v'hu hachok shechakako Avraham Avinu, v'derek hachesed shenagwa, and this is something that Avraham Avinu established, and he looks back in Parshas Vayera, and you see how Avraham Avinu treated his guests. So says the Rambam, he was machil over a drachin umashke osam, he fed them, he gave them water to drink, and more than that, he was milave osam, he walked them out, uvayasam, yosam achnasasam, and escorting a guest is even greater than inviting a guest in. However, what is the reason that the mitzvah of levayos orech is greater than the mitzvah achnasas orchem? What is it about this mitzvah specifically that the reward is that much greater than achnasas orchem, achnasas kala, bikur cholim, or nichum aveilim? We can suggest that there are two forms of kindness. There's one form of chesed where one fills a void in another individual's life. There's also a second aspect of kindness, and that's doing something for somebody else, even though the individual doesn't really need it, doesn't really need your help. Of course, the higher form, the greater chesed, is performing kindness to your fellow even when he doesn't really need it. Indeed, bikur cholim, nichum aveilim, achnasas kala, achnasas orchim, those are needs that are necessary. The individual is walking, he needs a place to sleep, you give him the bed. Individual needs money to help marry off his daughter, you help. An individual needs a visit as being sick, you fill a void that's missing. But really walking out a guest, is that so important? Well, in turn, we can better understand what the Rambam means. That escorting a guest receives the greatest reward because you're going above and beyond. You're providing more than is necessary. Therefore, when you provide more that's necessary and show the guest how much you care for them, you're not just fulfilling the mitzvah according to the letter of the law, but you're doing much more than that. You're wishing the guest a safe trip. You're walking the guest out. You're sending the food package. You're connecting to the beneficiary in a real way. Often an individual feels when they are a recipient of a chesed that they're simply being treated as a mitzvah, that I'm being visited, I'm being taken care of, but only because it's a mitzvah. That as soon as that individual leaves, no longer are they connected to the beneficiary. However, the mitzvah of levayos orech teaches and shows that it's extraordinarily connected and I care about you and I want you to be safe and I want you to be well, and therefore I'm willing to go the extra effort. I'm not just willing to close my door, but I'm walking out with you. It's for that reason that the Rambam says that schar ha-levaya merubim in hakol, the reward for escorting one's guest is greater than any other mitzvah of gemilas chasadim. And that's because other gemilas chasadim, one could see that I'm just doing it to be yosei, I'm filling a void. Here, number one, I'm going above and beyond. I'm caring for you. I'm looking out for you. I'm showing that I'm still connected to you. And therefore, that's why the Rambam writes that it's a great reward for one who fulfills this mitzvah. Chavetz Chaim records a story of an individual who was very well known in Vilna for being extraordinarily hospitable and hosting many, many guests. Lo aleinu, it so happened that this individual, this beer, this wealthy individual's home burned down. The people of the city of Vilna were shocked. How can it be that this individual hosts so many guests? He was machnes orchim, he was machil umashke, he fed them, he gave them to drink. His house burned down. How could it be that the house, which fulfilled the mitzvah of achnasas orchim, didn't protect them from such a tragedy? How could a home which hosted so many guests burn down? So Chaim notes that one of the greatest rabbis of the generation responded. Chaim doesn't note who that great rabbi was, but in a variety of different svarim, it's noted that this individual was indeed none other than the Vilna Gaon, the Gra. That the reason for this individual's house burning down is because he only fed and gave people to drink, but he didn't fulfill the full mitzvah of achnasas orchim. He didn't escort his guests. And therefore, because he didn't escort his guests, his home was not protected from fire. However, the Gaon, the Gra, added that there was a reason for this. The acronym, of course, fulfilled filling the mitzvah of achnasas orchim is Eshel. Pasuk tells us in Sefer Bereishis, Vayita, Avram, Eshel, that Avram planted an Eshel, a bush, a tree. Eshel is Rashi, Tevos Rashi says, Aleph, Shin, Lamed. Aleph stands for Achila. Shin stands for Shisia. And Lamed stands for Levaya. Achila is giving your guest to eat. Shin stands for Shasia, giving your guest a drink. And Lamed stands for Levaya, giving your guest a Levayas Oreach, escorting them. Said the Gaon that this individual filled the Aleph and the Shin. He fulfilled the Achila and Shasia, but he fulfilled the Lamed, the Levaya. And therefore you drop the Lamed and all you're left with is the Aleph and Shin, which spells Esh. it's Eishel that has to be fulfilled. As I'm a machnis oreach, if I'm an individual who is inviting others to my home, my responsibility is to feed, to drink, to care, to look out, to cherish, and to give whatever it is that the individual needs. But don't stop there. Levayos oreach, escorting your guest, is part and parcel of the mitzvah, and when the lamed is missing, there's no Eishel, all there is Eish. Failing to escort one's guest, one is lacking in the entirety of the mitzvah. Therefore, we have to consider and recognize that part of the mitzvahs that we are required to do is not just fulfilling them by the letter of the law, but also going above and beyond and caring about the mitzvah and caring about other individuals in our heart and our mind, not just baking a box and checking it off, but looking how we could fill it to the greatest extent and really caring about Hashem and caring about other individuals. The mitzvah Levayos Oreach is one of the great examples where one is able to take care of, to think about, to show the guest, the beneficiary, that I care about you more than just keep bringing you into my home, but when the time does come to leave, I look after you as well. May we all be zocha to fulfill all the mitzvahs of chesed, from gemilas chasadim shebegufosh, gemilas chasadim shebemoach, gemilas chasadim shebalev, the mitzvahs of hachnasas orchim, the mitzvahs of hachnasas kala, the mitzvahs of atzeleach hakamocha, and the mitzvah of levayos oreach kol tov.